inspire our minds, give us courage, and may we respond to you today with action in the power of your Spirit. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Simon said at the beginning, the bishop told us to party. And as two guys that don't really want to disobey their bishop, we're going to party. All right? So I need you to be able to say he is risen and really, really mean it. So give it a go. One, two, three.
He is risen.
I think you can do better. Go again. One, two, three.
He is risen.
Fantastic. Say it and believe it. Last time. One, two, three.
He is risen.
Yes. He is risen. You've heard two amazing passages confirming and affirming that he is risen. He is risen today. On Easter Sunday 1960, I'm sure you've heard of the great Methodist preacher W.E. Sangster. Well, he was laying speechless in a bed. He couldn't speak, he couldn't move. He was, however, able to write a message to his daughter Margaret. And what he wrote was this: "It is terrible to wake up on Easter morning and have no voice with which to shout, 'He is risen,' but it would be still more terrible to have a voice and not want to shout." So one last time. One, two, three.
He is risen.
He is risen. Now, we've been on a heck of a journey this week. The word journey has become so cliched, I hesitate to use it, but you can't go on a road without journeying somewhere. So we started on Palm Sunday, and here we are on the following Sunday after an amazing Good Friday, where we reverently and in awe, I believe, understood exactly what happened at the cross. But today, here we are on Easter Sunday, and we are celebrating a risen Jesus Christ. And as such, then, we've called this day an open road. I love adventures. I have been privileged in my work to travel all over the world. And I have to say, I always took a boy-like attitude to it. I grew up with that annual boy zone. Anybody here remember boy zone? Yes, you see. Well, you see, there's just a few of you of a certain age and are not prepared to put your hands up. Right? And it was a great adventure book. And everything I did, even when I was in my 30s and 40s, and dare say it in my 50s now, everything I tackled it with a boy-like expectation of an adventure. I figured if I was going to do something, it might as well be fun. It might as well be interesting, and we'll see what happens along the way. That is my attitude to the adventures that the Lord has presented me in my life. So here we are on an open road, and on an open road, I will envisage, say, Route 66 in the U.S., right across the U.S., finishing in California. And I will envisage maybe those pole-to-pole adventures that Michael Palin did. Michael Palin is my secret hero. He's been everywhere I want to be, so I admit the sin of jealousy. I have been jealous of him and all the things that he has done. A sense of adventure. And so I commend to you today on this open road, on the day in which he has risen, to take a sense of adventure and an attitude of adventure into what you do next. Into what you do next. Because today, I want to teach you to be a bad Christian. Brave, adventurous, daring. A bad Christian. And I know ministers should stand up here and tell you to be a bad Christian, but I am. I want you to be brave. I want you to be adventurous. I want you to be daring. Indeed, we prayed about being brave right at the start of our service. When we confessed our sins, we said it towards the end of the prayer. Help us to be brave and holy people living beyond fear. Teach us to trust in your steadfast love. I want you to be brave. I want you to be adventurous. I want you to be daring. You've heard two amazing passages which confirm and affirm that Jesus is risen. He is alive. He is alive. And I'm not going to stand here this morning and give you an apologetic on why those passages confirm it. I'm going to declare it. You've declared it and believed it. And so we're going to say to ourselves, what next? What are we doing next? What are we doing with this resurrection? This Jesus who is alive, this King of Kings, this Lord of Lords. What are we doing with him? And I'm saying, be brave, be adventurous, be daring. One thing that the resurrection teaches us, and here again I quote our favorite person of the moment, maybe next year it'll be somebody else, you never know, Simon, it could be this guy. Who do you think it is?
Emma Carson,
that's right. Emma Carson, absolutely right. This guy called A.W. Tozer. All right, if his book sales haven't gone up after what we've preached this year, I have no idea. So one thing he says the resurrection teaches us is that we must not trust appearances. We must not trust appearances. He goes on to say, the leafless tree says by its appearance that there will be no second spring. The body in Joseph's new tomb appears to signify the end of everything for Christ and his disciples. The limp form of a newly dead believer suggests everlasting defeat. Yet how wrong are all these appearances? The tree will bloom again. Christ arose on the third day according to the scriptures, and the Christian will rise at the shout of the Lord and the voice of the archangel. Give me a hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hope is present and lies before us. We are to be brave, adventurous, and daring because we carry the living Christ around with us. Brave, adventurous, daring. Why? Let's look at Revelation 1, 12 to 18. If you've got your Bible, you can follow along. 12 to 18. John is experiencing the revelation of Jesus Christ. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me, and on turning I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the lampstands one like a son of man, clothed with a long robe and with a golden sash around his chest. The hairs of his head were white, like white wool, like snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze refined in a furnace. And his voice was like the roar of many waters. In his right hand he held seven stars. From his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword. And his face was like the sun shining in full strength. What a picture of Jesus Christ. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying, "Fear not. Fear not, I am the first and the last and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades." He is alive. His words. What are we to do with that? What are we to do with that? Are we to continue to look over our shoulder at Good Friday? No. Are we to dwell on the incarnation at Christmas? No. We're to celebrate all three and use them, for our gospel is complete in all three. And without the resurrection, there is no gospel. We might as well stand here and whistle Dixie. And there are churches that focus on the incarnation. There are churches that focus on what happened on Good Friday and almost dispel what's going on Easter Sunday. That is not the people of God. The people of God celebrate all of them. And they understand the power of the resurrection. And they go adventurously into the world. Brave, adventurous, daring. Knowing that he is alive. He is alive. There's nothing more that can happen to us. No one can rob us of anything. Death has no place in our lives. It is not the final word. We are soldiers of the living Christ, and we are to be brave, adventurous, and daring. We are to be bad. Do you want to be bad? No? Do you want to be bad? Yes! Give me a hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Come on! It's party time! wants us to be bad, brave, adventurous, daring. We have a living Christ. Romans 6:9, we know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. John 14:19, yet a little while and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. We have the gift of eternal life today. We are living it out now and will do then, when by his grace and his grace alone he calls us home. We are to live brave, adventurously, and daring today. And the witness of this church will spread beyond the doors, beyond Gilpin Park, beyond the barrier between Belfast Road and the Avenue Road, beyond Moira. We can take this message to the world, but let's get it going here by being brave, by being adventurous, by being daring. Now, you can't do that if you stay stum. All right? You can't. So here's another passage. Here's another passage. Okay? 2 Corinthians 4:13. Since we have the same spirit of faith according to what has been written, I believed and so I spoke. We also believe and so we also speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. I believed, and so I spoke. We believe. We need to speak. Are we agreed? Give me a hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. We have to speak. Paul believed passionately in this. He believed to know the gospel of Jesus Christ. To believe the gospel of Jesus Christ compelled him to speak. He was brave. He was adventurous. He was daring. He had his tough times. He had his low times. He had times where none of us would want to replace, be in his place. But he remained consistent. And he took his example from Jesus Christ. He was brave, adventurous, daring, retained his humility, retained his love, retained his compassion, was non-judgmental, but he was brave. Boy, he was adventurous, and he was daring, and he never hesitated to speak. We are the people of the resurrection. We are Easter people. And we are not just Easter people here on Easter Sunday. We are Easter people every day of the week. We are Easter people. Saved at the cross. Redeemed at the empty tomb. Alive in the person of Jesus Christ. What on earth are we going to do with it? We're going to be brave. We're going to be adventurous. We're going to be daring. And we're going to speak. We're going to speak. You see, Jesus is a Big Mac. Who likes Big Macs? Don't be shy. Don't be shy. I know there's a lot more people here like Big Macs. Jesus is a Big Mac. Now, you're going to laugh. You're going to hit me for this, right? He's a Big Mac because he's mighty, awesome Christ. And I don't know what happened to that awesome. Mighty, awesome Christ. Do you revere him? Are you in awe of him? Does he continue to surprise you every day? Does he take you by the hand and say, come on, let's go? And you say, okay, well, let's give it a go. What's your attitude to being led by the hand by Jesus Christ? What's your attitude? Are you up for it? Do you want to do it? He's mighty, he's awesome, he's Christ, and he's alive. Hallelujah, give me a hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, he's alive. He's alive. So, we're going to be bad. And we're going to revere the Big Mac, Jesus Christ. It'll never taste the same again. That's the intention. All right? So, we're going to speak up. We're going to speak out. We're going to stand up. And we're going to stand out. So everybody stand up. Everybody stand up. Tell me he is risen.
He is risen.
Tell me again.
He is risen.
Okay. Who wants to go on a road trip with Jesus Christ? Who wants to go on a road trip? Give me a hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right. That's your lot. Sit down. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're here, wholly available, ready for action. Lord Jesus, make us bad for you. Make us bad. Help us to recognize that you're mighty, you're awesome, you're the Christ, you're alive. You have risen with nothing to fear. We're going on an adventure with you. We're going to speak your word. People are going to hear it, and they're going to be saved. We are Easter people. We are the people of God, Lord. By your Spirit, empower us, each and every one of us, right here and right now. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's sing.